The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. By the light of the silvery moon, corals get in tune with one another, and soon it's a spawning delight. The moon moves the oceans, and it ends up not just the hearts of men, but of coral as well. Scientists think they might have found out how reef-building corals manage to coordinate their sex lives in a moonlit bay. In late spring, it's reef madness as corals release sperm and eggs into the water for a few nights after a full moon. But how do they know? Well, researchers from the Center for Marine Studies at the University of Queensland, Australia, studied corals on Australia's Great Barrier Reef. They found that while corals don't have eyes, they are able to sense changes in light, especially blue light, and respond to them. The corals contain ancient proteins called cryptochromes, which react to light. Cryptochromes have also been found in mammals and insects where they affect the circadian clock that regulates the daily rhythms of life. This finding indicates that the basic means used by mammals today to regulate daily patterns was in use at the beginnings of multicellular animals. And it supports the idea that these proteins evolved under the blue light of the ancient seas.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.